Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yeah.
Until I love you, I love you.
First
love
verse.
Until I find the baby.
Wine poetry, told God I need discernment for what he's showing me. I can lose fans if I express myself vocally, but that's the bottom line and the truth is stone cold to me. Hearts wax cold, they cold shoulder me. I'm cool, my team chillin', they keep it 100 below for me. Maybe y'all get over it, hopefully. Is that what it's supposed to be? Turn the other cheek when I get subliminal shots for rappers who ain't as cold as me. They looking for an opening. They worship the Baphomet just to prove they the goat to me. Cool, I'm debting all apologies they owe to me. It's uncomfortable, but it's sobering. I let too many Judases get too close to me, claiming they real, but they putting on a show to me. Why is it all these tough guys acting like they got ovaries? All the arguments came from the ones who misquoted me. I've been dope, and none of y'all smoking me, but
I love you, I love you, I love you. Until I love you, I love you.
Verse 2. It's like CHH fans are more fickle and toxic. They label me a hater before they label me honest. It won't benefit them if I call them out for hating on me. They'll just say that I can't take criticism. The bias is a plane. We discuss top 5, and 9 times out of 10 every list sounds the same. Really too many do this in vain. Politics and competition, who can get the closest to Lecrae? I'm vigilant and completely sober. Never bit my tongue for lukewarm Christians in PC culture. They in love with the lies, don't know how the truth sounds at all. So when I tried to knock it out the park, it was a foul ball. They've been wanting me gone since I got involved. So glad my future in God's hands and not in yours. I hope you get that. The last thing I want to do is write a verse, jump on the mic and push the wig back, cause
I need you, I need you, I need you. I need to let you see. I need you, I need you. What you mean to me. Until I
yeah.
I'm hoping you know what I mean.
Yo, I'm not even breaking a sweat, man. Easy. Yo, I posted some time ago that I was top 5, and you know, a few folks seen it and they laughed and was like, how? Right, I guess they didn't believe it. So with this last verse, I just want to see something. Yo. Yo. I never follow trends, so it's no pressure to record. They try to shoplift soon as I tell them what's in store. Every verse written is in the name of the Lord. This is fun. I put the mic down as soon as I get bored. And these are flows fresh from the dugout. I needed to see the light. And then God brought his son out. If either I offend me, I'm down to plug one out. With the spirit, I'm harder to beat than Mike Tyson punch out. Had a genre shaking to pieces. When I found out artists wanna be more like Kanye than Jesus, God said keep at it, so I hopped to it, yeah. St. Patrick going St. Peter Rabbit. They say it's problematic, I don't talk so good. I'm just fitting on this joint, well, so far so good. I see the condition of the world is not so good. And if Christ hung on a tree, I can't knock on wood. But I'm for sure certain this call of duty from God. I'm one of Yeshua's shooters, but I'm not the first person. I'm an introvert mostly, but my gift in this game got me coming out my shell like Yoshi. The devil setting traps trying to cage us. And I ain't trying to get entangled like August and Jada. If I die now, I'm ready to meet my maker. Eating the bread of life, I got faith in a baker. Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
What's good, family? This is True Music from Toledo, Ohio, and you are rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music known to man. Keep it locked.
Candid Convo crew, Candid Convo fam, it is officially 2022, y'all. Hopefully everybody made it over. Thanks be to God. Of course, you guys know that this is the first Tuesday of the year, and we got something special for you guys because the homie Marcus Leon is going to be our special guest on tonight. Definitely can't wait to chop it up with the homie about these recent topics that we, you know, that we saw in the news this past week. Tavisa Webby is actually here, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, y'all?
Overdue wait, but you have finally made it, sis. How you feeling tonight, sis?
A little better. Getting there.
Amen. Now, mm-hmm. me and you, we know that Marty the Greatest is not going to be with us. Of course, he is another host on the show. But Marty told us that he, that him and his two-year-old daughter caught COVID. So that's why he's not here on tonight. So definitely keep them in prayer. Maybe he caught it from work. Maybe he caught it from somebody at the gas station. I don't know. But definitely keep Marty the Greatest and his family uplifted. Especially his two-year-old baby girl, Haiti, I think that's her name. Definitely keep them in prayer. I believe Marcus Leon is here. Marcus, are you there? Can you hear me loud and clear?
What's going on, family? I'm here, man. What's going on with y'all?
I'm great. Thanks for chiming in with us.
Appreciate you having me on the show, man. I'm ready to get into these topics, man. It's kind of crazy stuff going on. It's kind of wild going on in this world, starting off 2022.
Kind of wild, kind of crazy.
That's right.
But we got some good news, and we're going to kick the show off with something that that it caught me off guard. Chance the Rapper was recently on a show called That's My Jam. Now, Tavy and Marcus, I don't watch too much television. But the homie Martin the Great has sent over this topic, and in the video on the show, Chance the Rapper had to rap Nelly's Hot in Here like a country song. Surprisingly, it sounded really good, and maybe because it was Chance the Rapper, I don't know. Anyway, Marcus, with you being our first guest, it's only right that we give you the first the first feedback, the first review. So did you get a chance to watch the video? If so, what were your thoughts when you watched the video of Chance the Rapper on That's My Jam?
Yeah, when I checked out the video, man, I was just like, first of all, they had the little lottery slot thing, and they just said, Nelly, Hot in Here, country rock voice. From then on, I almost turned it off because I was like, man, I have zero understanding. He's about to make this sound good. I was just like, that don't even make no sense. How do you even put that together? And then it was just like, he just started singing, you know what I mean, just completely different voice. I'm like, man, this ain't even Chance. I ain't even know what was going on. Like, I was just like, wow, it kept my ear. I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. I listened to the whole thing. I thought I was about to hear like 5 seconds of it, and then I would just click on another video. Not going to even catch him. I was just I do understand it, but it was pretty good.
That it was pretty good. Tavy, did you get a chance to check out Chance the Rapper on That's My Jam?
Yes. I didn't realize that there was another person in him. I was like, what? It don't sound like him. Like, seriously. He sound like one of them country singers. I was like, are you serious? Like, come on now. You've been faking this whole time. You a whole other person. it's amazing. You sounded real great, though.
So for those who don't know what That's My Jam is, apparently it's a game show that started it's only 4 episodes in, maybe 5 episodes. And it started on it started sometime in 2021. I'm not sure when it comes on or anything. Oh, the first episode was November 29th, 2021. The executive producers are Jimmy Fallon and a couple other people, but they invite people on to play variety music and dance-inspired games. Again, I'm not sure when it comes on, but the homie Chance was on the 4th episode, and him and whoever else was on the show, they rocked it, definitely enjoyed it. If you have not checked out the That's My Jam show. Maybe you can in your spare time. Anyway, I enjoy Chance. Again, like Marcus said, I didn't know how he was about to sing. How he was about to rap Nelly's Hot in her in a country voice. But he did his thing. He must have had some vocal lessons backstage or something, because he definitely sounded country. I enjoyed it.
Right.
Again, check out the video. It has a little over like 200-some thousand views. So it's doing good numbers. Shout out to the marketing team doing their thing for That's My Jam. And again, if you haven't checked out That's My Jam, and if you are open and if you are willing to check it out for yourself, definitely check it out at your local listings on cable. I believe it comes on NBC. So definitely check out the TV Guide channel, because it is on cable. So for those who don't got cable, maybe you want to get cable in 2022. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So second topic is something that none of us saw coming. Marcus, they have started fighting in the church at the end of 2021. And this video, it looked like they were having service. It looked like the man was about to open up the sermon with the scripture and with a topic. And out of nowhere, you see down at the right, in the right corner of the screen, this man swung on another gentleman that looked like he was sitting down. And it was quick, 12 seconds or less. So if you blink, you probably would have missed it. But Marcus,
I missed it.
Did you get a chance to check out this video?
Yeah, I did, and I didn't like the name that he was saying. I was like, man, come on, man, you can't be saying that name. I'm like, man, of all names, you got to be the one fighting in the church. Like, man, come on,
dang,
yo,
Marcus.
Like, yeah, he was just kept saying it over and over. I was like, man, my wife was over here, and she's like, who's calling your name? I was like, hey, man, this ain't me. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, they was definitely just got the boxing in the church, and I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, can't even control yourself to reverence the Lord. You just got to take everything out right then and there. I was just like, wow, that is sad.
It's pandemonium in the Lord's house. Savy, what were your thoughts when you saw this video?
And don't make no sense. They gonna get struck down, like, for real. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, this man about to have a great old service. All right, come on, pastor. All of a sudden, here goes somebody standing up. Bow. And all I see, the guy got up like, yo, okay, you want to hit me, all right? And I'm like, no. What is y'all doing?
They didn't care. They weren't listening to that pastor at all.
Not at all. You hear me? They missed the scripture and the topic. I don't know if he owed him money. I don't know if he slept with his wife. I don't know what happened, but he was like, you better get these hands. And that, for real, he went at him. He went at him in the middle of church service.
Yeah, had zero understanding. Why was the pastor so calm?
I don't know why he was so calm. Like, he wasn't mad. He wasn't furious. He must have been filled with the Holy Ghost or something, because he definitely was not mad. He was very peaceful. Marcus. And that's all you heard. It was literally a 12-second video. And to be honest, I wish it was a different angle so we can see what else happened after they left the screen. But anyways,
yeah,
whatever
it
was, they shouldn't be fighting in the church. Nobody should be fighting in the church, no matter what the situation is. Like they always say,
exactly.
Take it outside. So they should have took it in the parking lot.
Right.
They was like, nope, pews right now.
Right, okay.
I can't wait. You sitting down? All right, let's go. Now, I know the pastor wasn't trying
hands.
To get up
let's
in
go.
It.
Right?
He said his holy
hand.
The
1-2 piece. That part.
These like, hands are anointed. I'm about to put them on you right now. You ain't going to like it, though.
You about to catch the Holy Spirit in 3 minutes. Hold up.
Oh yeah, Mark. They was laying hands, but it wasn't in Jesus' name. You feel me?
Anyways,
if you guys have not checked out the video, it is circling on social media. I believe Isaac Caree, I believe he shared it from Instagram or on Facebook. A couple other top-tier celebrities shared it as well in the music industry, in the entertainment industry. If y'all haven't seen it, then you must have been on social media in like a week. But anyways, they are fighting in the church, and if you guys have any feedback, you're free to press the number one key to chime in, to tell us what were your thoughts when you saw the video. If not, we're going to get into some music right now from the homie, True Music, because he has a concert coming up this Saturday in, I believe, Stanton, Ohio. True Music is also from, I believe he's from the Toledo area, and this is his song titled Jesus First. Because in 2022, we're going to keep Jesus first here at Candic, man.
Amen.
Hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. Here is Jesus First. Check it out.
For the back, hand to the plow, cause life is gone in a flash. Till I'm in the sky or I'll be in a hearse. No matter what the circumstance, Jesus always come first. I put him first, I put Jesus 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 first. I put Jesus first. What a time to be alive, and I know what I'm here for. Eyes to the sky, with Christ I rise when he appear, bro. Distractions they lack and they coming right for you. So I suggest you don't ignore truth, focus on him, this I implore you. Take my eyes off, I can't afford to. Where's God's head, not switch it up. My treasure in heaven that never rusts. This world I had enough, bet against him you out of luck. Ain't backpedaling cause I know that one day he's gonna get me. A life lived for him, ain't wasted but used richly. Hands of plow full steam ahead, gotta get my daily bread. By spirit I am led, covered by the blood he shed. Gotta walk worthy of this call that I don't take lightly. He's the Lord, the King of Kings, Elohim, strong and mighty. So when I go to battle, he's on my side and go before me. All his enemies will bow down and they will give him glory. Rock steady, feet to the dirt, my duties I don't deserve. Through it all and above all else, I gotta put my Jesus first.
Always looking ahead, cause I never look back. Hand to the plow, cause life is gone in a flash. Till I'm in the sky or I'll be in a hearse. No matter what the circumstance, Jesus always come first. I put him first, I put Jesus 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 first.
Jesus stay in first place, he won't come second, not by far. He defeated all his enemies under his heel, he crushed them all. Author and finisher of the faith, took my chains and made them break. Once enslaved and depraved, until Christ gave me escape. Eyes on the prize, vision ain't impaired, living in truth, not in despair. Won't fall for the enemy's snare, so with his right hand I'll be there. Till then I stay on a mission, with the vision that he given. Driven to finish the great commission, his will I ain't dismissing. I pray it comes, eyes on the sun, must advance his kingdom. Clip loaded, bullets of truth spraying like a machine gun. I put him first, till I'm in a hearse, or he come and take me. He is my worth, him I serve, cause he wanna save me. The gospel of Christ is always number one on the agenda. I trust his promise, so when trials come, I won't surrender. I don't care what you think about me, Christ is my priority. He's the reason I am breathing, so I live for his glory.
Always looking ahead, cause I never look back. Hand to the plow, cause life is gone in a flash. Till I'm in the sky or I'll be in a hearse. No matter what the circumstance, Jesus always come first. I put him first, I put Jesus 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 first.
See, that's what happens. That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey, y'all, man, that was True Music with Jesus First. Again, I believe the video will be releasing sometime soon, but the project is definitely going to be releasing. So you guys definitely want to tap in with the homie True Music from Toledo, Ohio, doing big things. And, again, this concert is this Saturday coming up. The homie Iceberg 517 will be in the building along with some other talent. So if you are in the area, make sure you guys check him out and support. Again, the homie Marcus Leon is here for our very first episode of 2022, and I'm definitely honored. Marcus, are you still there?
I'm still here, man. I'm greatly honored for y'all to have me on the show, man. I'm glad we out here just being able to chop it up. I'm in good company at the beginning of the year, man. Man, I just appreciate everything, man, for real.
Amen. Well, we want to give some shout-outs right now. Shout out to the homie, Martin the Greatest, that's chiming in. Of course, he's taking care of his family because they're quarantining right now. Shout out to the homie Salt of the Earth that's on the line. Shout out to, I believe, the homies down in Florida whose Facebook Live I was on last night as they did the review show. They got another review show tonight at 10 o'clock. Definitely chiming in with them after the show. And also, shout out to the homie from Dayton, Ohio, the homie Mike Jackson, doing big things in yeah, supporting the homie KS and Fady here at Candy Combo. So before we get into our third topic, Marcus, since you are our guest, we're going to give you a chance to, you know, tell your testimony and, you know, what made you want to be a guest tonight on Candy Combo. So for those who don't know you, give us a quick snapshot of your testimony, a quick summary of your testimony from birth till now.
So a quick snapshot of Marcus Leon. For real, grew up in the church, really was trying to do his own thing, trying to figure out his way through life, had a lot of bad influences growing up, didn't have a father to really direct him. I was just really raised by women my whole life, so I was really trying to find my way, but I was really trying to find my own identity in Christ, but I didn't know it yet. I was just doing my own thing, moving my own way through life. So I always knew him, but I never really gave him all of me. I was just a person trying to, I don't know. I really don't, when I look back, I don't really know what I was doing. I was just trying things and throwing things against the wall and see if they work. You know what I mean? Like throwing a noodle when it's done. It ain't done yet. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I've been really trying to hone my way in. Through the word of God and through Christ. So really what made me want to start doing music for God, because I used to do it secular. I was really out here just, you know, putting my all into the world, all my energy into the world. And when I was in college, I actually went to college for music. God turned me, I was with a lot of bad people doing a lot of bad things at the moment. And then God just radically brought me out of that situation, and I was mad at God for a second. But he actually really brought, he showed me, once he took me out of those, out of the company of those people and put me around people that actually uplifted me and showed me who those people were actually when I was looking at them from afar, because like when I'm in front of them, they looking like they are my people, but you don't really know a snake. Until you actually look at it for real and look at it through God's lens. So he showed me that it's really about where I want to put you in life and not where you want to go. And let me show your identity. You just got to be able to follow me and really give your life. So he took me out of college, brought me back home to Columbus, Ohio. And he really like transformed my life over the course of 3 years. And over that time, I really cultivated my relationship personally with him. And then I was like, man, God, I'm all in. It's not even about me no more. So whatever gift I have, I just want to give it all to you. So I just threw it in music, and I've just been trying to run with it ever since. That's Marcus Leon in a little snapshot.
Amen. Bro, man, we want to give you a round of applause for not only, you know, sharing your testimony, but also, you know, joining us on tonight, because we are honored to have you here on Candid Convos. And I know Tavie feels the same way as well as Martin's Greatest does. So we want to honor you tonight with a hand clap of praise. Amen.
Amen. Greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, you told us in the pre-show meeting that this is your, you know, your very first interview since coming out doing music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm really honored to have you not only as the first guest of 2022, but actually wanted to be a guest for your very first show to share your music and to share your testimony and also, you know, chop it up with the homies KS and Tavie. Speaking of music, we got two of your songs in queue, and I stumbled across a song called God Made Me because you have a video out for it right now. But you performed this track called I Had To the first night that I met you, the first time that I met you at the Cincinnati Gospel Awards back in September. So what was the inspiration behind the track called I Had To?
What really inspired that track is a conversation I had with my apostle, Lafayette Scales, here in Columbus, Ohio, for Raymond Christian Center. He really sat me down because I was really having trouble writing music at the time. And I was just, like, on the fence about, like, really putting that, like, trap vibe in music. And I'm just like, man, I'm not trying to misrepresent God. But he sat me down and was like, listen, it's not the sound of the music. It's the message that you put behind it. So you can have all of these different types of music. You just got to push Jesus in everything that you do. And he said it to me, which was weird. He was like, if you got to trap out the gospel, go trap out the gospel. I don't know if he meant, like, you know what I mean, literally, but I was just like, man, listen, I'm about to just take it and run with it. So I just made, like, man, I have to do this because this is me. Like, I've been listening to this sound forever. And then I just went in the booth right after I spoke with him. And I just made that song, and I was just like, wow, I got a lot of good feedback from it. So, yeah, that was it.
Wow. So when you performed it at the Gospel Awards this past September, was that your first time, or, like, was that your first time performing it, or the first time getting, like, any feedback from it, or, like, how did you feel? Like, what's the story behind, you know, performing it the first time here in Cincinnati?
Wow, really? It was, like, it was received really well. Like, I'm an energetic person anyway, so when I get on the stage, I'm going to give 3,000% no matter what. So, but the thing is, everybody told me, like, man, that song was fire. Like, that was crazy. I wasn't expecting to get the response that I got when I performed it the first time. Like, that was the first time I ever performed that song. I was listening to it, like, all the way up there, like, trying to make sure that I can, like, you know what I mean, bring that energy when the song is played, because it's definitely energetic. But it was just amazing when I performed it the first time. Everybody loved it. So I was like, man, I got something here, I guess.
Well, before we get into the third topic of the night, because it is Candid Convo, it's only right that we play your song titled I Had To. And in case that you guys don't know who Marcus Leon is, y'all going to find out tonight. Here is I Had To by the homie, our special guest, Marcus Leon. Check in, tap in, and let's go.
Hey, Shark, tuck him in.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Hold on. Hold on. Whoa. I had to put in work. I had to
pray.
I had to put it first.
I had to
double the passion. He told me,
yes sir.
I gotta chop out the gospel. Just look in my eyes, I mean business. In the building like I was a tennis. Slow sick, I just checked in the clinic. Doctor said it's the way that I'm living. It's irregular how I be fitting the spirit all in it. Hey, I cannot do it without him. I'm dripping like water, I'm fresh as a prince and the king of my father. I'm getting in shape on the will of the potter. I stick to the code like I open the locker. Having my way like I ordered a whopper. Never sell out no amount of the dollar. Standing on that like I stepped on a board. I'm riding a wave, I close to the shore. Clean as I leave on my sins at the altar. I got the juice like my name on a palmer. Yeah. Slide on the track like Big Bree. I'm on the way to do big things. Like MJ for the sixth ring, yeah. Yeah. New rock me 16. Put me right on the big screen. Watch out now for the big thing, yeah. When I talk about that, it's a rapture. All the love of two or three are gathered. When I walk in the ghost, not Casper. Going up in God on a ladder. Speak the word, but I'm not a pastor. I'm just close to my father, the master. Have the title and still be an actor. I had to put in work. I had to pray. I had to put in first.
I did.
I had to talk with a pastor. He told me,
yes sir.
I gotta chop out the gospel. I had to,
yeah.
I had to,
let's go.
I had to,
whoa.
I had to,
ooh.
I had to,
yeah.
I had to,
yeah.
I had to.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This is BRM from Chicago, Illinois, and you are rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics and hottest music known to man. Keep it locked. Let's get it. Peace.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
If y'all weren't ready for Marcus Leon, y'all better be ready for the next one. That was I Had To. Shout out to our sponsor, ShalomChic.com, for sponsoring this interview, for sponsoring this show and my network. Shout out to Marcus Leon, man. I am loving that. Tavy, what you think about that track called I Had To?
Fire. I love it. I was jigging to it. I ain't gonna lie. That was dope. Well, he did his thing on that one.
Appreciate it.
Well, no problem.
Marcus Leon, you had to trap out the gospel, and we have to take a caller. 304,
we got a caller in queue.
The homie Q is in the building, man. Who we got on the show, man? What's up, man?
Yo.
You live. What's happening?
It's me?
It's you, yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
How you feeling, bro?
How did you feel about that I Had To track, though?
Man, that track, I was just commenting on it, bro. Who is that?
That's Marcus Leon, my guest tonight. You need me to send him in for the review show tonight?
Man, send me that guy, man. Oh, my God. I was here talking to my wife. Like, ooh. That joint,
man,
fire,
appreciate
bro.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, glory to God, man.
Amen.
Like, I love this show, man. Like, I was telling my wife about it. Like, this is lit. Like, this is like a radio. It's like a radio show. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be a part of it, man. And I love what you're doing,
Thank
bro.
You.
This is like so awesome. Like, is it you and your wife?
This is me and Tazy, a good friend of mine. And we have another host, Marta the Greatest, who's not with us on tonight because he is quarantining with him and his family.
Yes,
sir.
That song's fire.
Yeah, I really liked that song, man. I can hear his message in his voice, man. Like, I can hear the pain. I feel like he went through it. The guy that did that song, it seems like he had been through a lot, and he loved God, you know what I mean? He got a pass and he turned that over to God. You know, he like he know his doctor and he knows what he's talking about. And I got respect for that, man. I would need the link, man. Send me the link so I can get on there and get some of his music and add it to my playlist. And down here in Florida, I can get some of the stuff out down here in Florida to people down here, radio stations, and you know, just different avenues to get it out, because you guys are up in Ohio, correct?
No, yeah. I'm in Florida too, man.
You in Florida?
Tavia's in Florida.
Yeah,
she's in Fort Myers, Florida.
In Florida. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, look at Florida. She ain't too far from it.
What
right
what
up the
city
street. You're going to have to link up, man.
Right? What city you in, man?
We in Tampa.
Oh, you're not too... Okay, 2 hours away. That's what's up.
Oh, that's 2 hours away?
Yes.
I mean, is Fort Myers, like, up, or is it like, up north Florida or down?
Southwest.
Okay. We over here by all this water, man. It's so different from being up in Ohio, man.
Right.
It was so hot today, and we just getting used to everything, and just adjusting to the new life and everything like that. And you said the guy was Leon. That's the guest tonight, right?
That's the guest. Yeah. He's on the line. If you got any questions or anything for him,
bro? I want to say to you, bro. God just put it on my heart. I don't know how you feel about it, but you pray about it and let me know, but I would like to, like, sing you a couple beats, bro. I just want to give them to you, and wherever you lead to do with them, you can do them. I just want you to have them. I like the way that you do your music, and I kind of like to hop on board with people who rap with the holy bars, you know, who don't water it down. They just spit it like it is. I like your music, man.
Oh, thank you, bro. Yeah, yeah, definitely send me some beats, man. YoMarcusLeon@gmail.com, man. Just go ahead and send them through. I like, man, artists, man. They're really doing it for God, man. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I definitely will send you some beats, man. You can do whatever you want with them. And you say you're from Chicago?
No, I'm from, I was born in Tennessee, but I live in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay, you know how to stand up Ohio, man. Stand up Ohio. I would love if you wouldn't mind to let us play some of your music tonight, popping on the show, and let us play some of your music tonight and lift up the name of God, you know what I'm saying, through your music. I know it touched me, so it's gotta be somebody else out there who need to hear what I say, man.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So I would love to be a part of, like,
Yes, sir. Well, Q, I'm gonna shoot it over to you. I'm gonna shoot over the I Had To track, and we got one more from the homie, our special guest Marcus Leon tonight. So definitely stick around, man. And if you guys are still up after the show, definitely check in with the homie Q, because he will have a review show after Candid Convos, man. It's been a lit UAtion for the past 2 nights, and I've been enjoying myself with all the music and all the unification that I've been seeing. And it's definitely needed in the kingdom. So if you guys are still up after Candid Convos, definitely check out the homie Q and his review show with his very talented wife. You guys do not want to miss that via Facebook Live. I'm going to share the link. Y'all just tap in with the homie KS and Q and his wife tonight after Candid Convos. Let's get it.
Man, let's get it. Glory to God, man. Bless you all.
Amen. Well, that is cute. If anybody else has any other questions or comments or feedback from I Had To, definitely press the number one key to be live on the show right now. Tavy loved it. I loved it. Marcus Leon loved his own song, which is natural.
Right.
Everybody loving it. So hopefully you guys do too. If you got any feedback, definitely press the number one key to be live on the show. If not, we are going to get into our third topic of the night, which is, of course, by somebody else fighting in the church. Marcus Leon, there must be something in the water because everybody's fighting in the church. This is the second video in the matter of a couple days about people fighting in the church, but this one is a little different. This one looked like a man in a fur coat who looked like he was coming for his prize. Old girl over the chair, and he... And in the middle of the praise team singing, y'all, he came out of the blue from the back,
right.
And he like pushed the girl over or something. I don't know what happened. Marcus Leon, what were your thoughts when you watched this video of this man in this fur coat knocking over this young lady? What were your thoughts?
I was like, yo, first of all, he just popped up out the crowd. I don't understand how a dude with this big of a fur coat on looking like Frank Luke. Like, I don't understand what's going on. I have zero understanding why this man just came up out the blue in the back and just was on a mission. Ain't no usher, see? Like, hey, man, like, what you doing there? Let me show you to your seat. And I'm like, hey, ain't nobody seen nothing? Like, I have zero understanding. But, yeah, he came in there and just was like, yeah, you coming back with me. You coming back to the street. The streets is calling, you coming back. And you know what I'm saying? I don't worry about no God or nothing. I'm like, wow, you just got no respect, huh? I had zero understanding. But he was like, man, I'm on a mission. Ain't no usher. Ain't no none of that stopping me from getting one of my prostitutes back. That's what I felt like, at least when I seen the video. What did y'all think?
In the middle of them singing, Tavy, can you believe this? Knocked old girl over. He didn't try to help her up, and then he turned around and walked out. This happened on January 2nd, this past Sunday. Tavy, what were your thoughts when you saw this video?
They disrespectful, and that's just messed up. You don't do that. Who goes around knocking people over and stuff? That in the church, first off, okay? And second off, like, why are you even up anyways? They're just supposed to get the word. Like, I don't understand what's going on nowadays. That these people are getting out of hand. And yeah, I don't know where the ushers were, because usually they have ushers would be there, you know, telling people to sit down and do this and that. For some odd reason, people are up and I don't know. They just out of order. That's how I feel about that one.
No order.
You're supposed to be here praising the Lord, and you sitting up here knocking people over. What is happening, sir? You don't even go here. You don't even go here. Why are you here, knocking over girls and stuff? What is happening? Anyway, I got somebody else who also has some feedback from the homie Marcus Leon. I think Salt of the Earth is in queue. Salt of the Earth, man, are you there, bro? Can you hear us loud and clear?
What happened to you? You hear me?
What's happening with you?
Man, what's up, Titan?
Chilling, bro. What's going on?
I just want to tap in with y'all. What's up with it, Mark?
What's going on, boss? How you doing?
Man, I'm thankful, bro. I don't know if you remember me, man, but I ain't going to hold y'all too long, man, but I just wanted to get on here, man, and just tell you that. I don't know if it's because you were playing it on over the phone, bro, but he ain't do the live performance no justice, bro. The song being on tonight, but that mug is Fido. It slapped, bro. You really was on the word too. And man, I know I put it in the comments on Facebook, but bro, next time you do that thing, man, keep going, bro. Cause it's only a few Kingdom artists, bro, that I seen. That I really could call Kingdom artists, bro, that shift the atmosphere with their praise and their worship. You know what I'm saying? And, bro, that when you one of them, you know what I'm saying? The way that you carried yourself, it was high energy, but, bro, you was all it too, bro. So, bro, just keep doing what you're doing. I know you're tapping in your prayer closet and in the word, bro. So continue to do that, man. Shout out to God, Finn, for even sharing his platform with you. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And that's what we need more of, bro. Like it reminded me of the stuff that I be doing for a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just take them on the road with me, bro, and let them do what they do because, you know what I'm saying, it ain't about one individual. It's other than Jesus, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, like, keep going, bro. Like, you could have really, like, I know you was trying to be modest, bro, and just keep it in order, bro, and not go over time. But, bro, you really could have took it somewhere. God could have took it somewhere through you that night. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, like, I salute you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Other than that song, bro, I think you a polished, quality artist, bro. Like, I do my research on Case, man. So, and I'm a start. I do a live on Thursday with One Body. So, man, I'm going to start out the live with your song, too, bro. So.
Ooh, that's a blessing, man. I appreciate that, bro, for real.
Yeah, man, for sure, man. You really underrated, bro. Like, you deserve a lot of exposure, like a lot of other artists, bro. But you know what I'm saying? You doing it for the king, man. I was told before, like, bro, you ain't gonna never really see all the fruit that come from what you do. Just mm-hmm. stay focused on Jesus, bro, mm-hmm. And just keep doing your thing, bro. Like, cause it ain't about us, bro. Oh, man,
right.
Just be encouraged, man, and just mm-hmm. I salute you, bro.
I appreciate that, man, for real. I appreciate you pouring into me, man. We need a lot more of that, you know what I mean, in the body of Christ, bro. People pouring into each other, man, really uplifting, encouraging. We need more of that, so I really appreciate you, that,
okay.
Bro, for real, man.
Hey, listen, bro, like, y'all glory to God. And just remember, bro, you really can't expect no coward to tell you the truth, bro. So a lot of us are surrounded by people who have a coward spirit, and they in competition with you. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, like, even though that's true, like, bro, like, love covers a multitude of sin, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just keep walking in love and, like, show them how to do it. You know what I'm saying? And eventually they'll catch on, bro. And out of the blue, you'll have cats apologizing to you. You don't even know what for. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been really hating on you behind your back. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't about haters, bro, because we got bigger fish to fry. You know what I'm saying? But, bro, just stay focused on the goal, man. You know what I'm saying? And I love you, bro, like, for real, straight up.
Alicia,
love you too,
bro.
Six
years running. I already know, so
definitely
appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to let y'all go. I'll holler at you tonight on the live, man.
Let's get it.
All right. God bless.
Definitely appreciate the homie Salt of the Earth. If you guys are not familiar with him, definitely follow him on social media at Salt of the Earth, T-H-A, not T-H-E. Marcus Leon is still here. We got about 11 more minutes until the end of the show. We're going to go ahead and get into your second song of the night. Now, you didn't know this, Marcus. You know, like Talk said, he did his research. I did too after we exchanged Instagram information back in September. And this song called God Made Me, of course, you have a video for it. So, I YouTubed you. Yeah, I admit it. I YouTubed you. And this was the first thing that came across. Because I was looking for, I had to, but I couldn't find it because I didn't know the name of the song. It was so much energy in the room that night that I didn't even get a chance to ask you what the name of the song was. So this was the first song that I saw, that I heard, and I was like, this is different than the one that he performed. So what was the inspiration behind, what was the inspiration behind God Made Me?
Man, actually, that was the very first song that I released as Marcus Leon. I actually just rebranded because I used to call myself Reeling Yah, which was, it was an acronym. It was just way too long, but it had a great meaning, but it was just way too long. And people would be like, I'd go and say my name after like a show, and they'd be like, Reeling what? Anyway, so you know, it was relevant even after life in Yahweh. But you know what I mean? That's the old person. I rebranded and I made God made me. And I was wondering, like, man, what could be a statement piece, you know what I mean, to really, like, bring Marcus Leon to the forefront? And God just mm-hmm. dropped that song in my spirit. Like, he just really, I've never written a song so fast ever, and people liked it. I was like, wow, my videographer, he was like, oh, I need this song right now. We about to go shoot a video immediately. And I was like, wow, I didn't even think the song was all that. God just, like, I was literally writing words faster than I ever did. And I was just like, man, and God made me this way. You know what I mean? So that's really the inspiration from that. God just gave that to me.
Amen. Well, Tavy, are you ready for some more music from the homie Marcus Leon?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Well, this is a one of one. This is an exclusive. You guys here on Candid Convos, man. Here is Marcus Leon with God Made Me. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta be who I was meant to be. Feeling like I woke out of a coma. I ain't been myself lately like a persona. Good friends swing through like it's Red Rover. In a club full of spades, I don't hang with jokers. With a poker face, then neglect is Jehovah. Devil got their nose wide open like they testing for corona. I'm a wave runner, way back like I'm Noah. I don't do it for the clout.
Radio show hosted by Alicio, aka KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS radio show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intersect. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Amen. Before we go any further, I just want to thank all of the listeners, all of my sponsors. Shout out to the homie Old Rugged, Salt of the Earth, Tavy, Marty the Greatest, Q from Florida checking in, the homie Mike Jackson, Jonathan Woodard is online listening live. We got a whole slew of people supporting the show tonight, man. Supporting the show, man.
Amen.
I hope you guys will come back next Tuesday for more topics and more music. Again, that was the homie Marcus Leon with God Made Me. You can check out that music video on YouTube. You know, just hit the search engine, Marcus Leon, God Made Me, and everything will pop up. Marcus Leon, man, are you enjoying yourself tonight? First Tuesday of 2022 on Candy Combo. You enjoying yourself?
Man, I'm enjoying myself, man. I had a great time, man. I wish we can kick it on here a little longer, man, for real.
Yes.
Well, definitely appreciate you for, you know, coming out, you know, sharing your testimony and your music with the Candy Combo crew. But for those who are listening, for those who don't know you, how can people get a hold of you on social media? What's your Instagram handle, Twitter, whatever you got, we want it.
Man, everything is majority. Wow, that's not a word. I just made up my own word. Everything is on Instagram. I'm going to just make it simple. Official_Marcus Leon. I'm on Twitter. I mean, not Twitter. I'm on TikTok a little bit. Yo_Marcus Leon there. But if you want to look everything Marcus Leon, just go to my Instagram, official_Marcus Leon.
Amen. And do you have like a email, Gmail, or anything for like people to like send you beats, or you know, if they want to collab with you on the track or book you for an event, like you got any like booking information for those individuals?
Right. That's definitely my music email. YoMarcusLeon@gmail.com. That's Y-O, then my name, MarcusLeon. @gmail.com, YoMarcusLeon@gmail.com. Email me beats. You want to collab, man? I'm down to collab. Let's go and work. Let's go up in God. Let's work for the kingdom, man. That's all it's about.
Amen, bro. Before we get out of here, Tavy, how can people get a hold of you on social media as well, sis?
Definitely, you can hit me up on Facebook. My artist page is going to be Tavy, T-A-V-Y. Or you can hit me up on Facebook page, Octavia Jordan. That's my actual real name. That is my business page, and where I, you know, give you updates on, you know, life, the gram, and that's where I go live and do a lot of stuff on there. So that's at Tavy So Wavy, all lowercase.
Amen, you guys. Well, you know who it is. It's KS the Legend. And you can follow me everywhere at KS Radio Show, that's Instagram and Twitter, and also Facebook as well. Shout out to my sponsors, HustlePrayEat.com, for all your apparel needs and desires. Check out the links to Eve Garden if you are interested in bettering your immune system. And follow her at _Eve Garden on Instagram for more information. Shout out to RosalindSmithCounseling.com, who also sponsored this interview with Marcus Leon. If you are considering individual or couples counseling, definitely check out her link, her website, her web below, and shalomshe.com for anybody that's, you know, looking for something appeasing, something professional for women with affordable prices. You guys definitely want to check out shalomshe.com, which is a fashion boutique for women for affordable prices. So click the link, shop today. She got all kind of deals, all kind of, you know, new stuff, new inventory, I'm sorry. And it's definitely a website. If you are shopping for a woman, then you guys definitely want to chime in with shalomshe.com. And also, if anybody wants to, you know, support the ministry, support the radio show, you can send donations and love offerings through Cash App, the $ capital E-L-I-S-E-O, capital T-O-R-R-E-Z. But you guys, we are going to go ahead and get out of here. Definitely follow Marcus Leon on Instagram at official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L, _Marcus Leon. We're going to go ahead and get out of here with the last song of the night. Got a homie from Michigan, Deontay Hall, featuring God-fearing. It's a brand-new track called Growth. You guys, we got to grow in 2020, man. Do what God has called us to do. Keep Jesus first, and we see you guys next week, next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here is Growth. Much love, peace, and God bless. Again, check out official _Marcus Leon on the gram
You guys will be blessed with everything. He's going to be updating you guys with music, tours, you name it. He's doing it. So follow him on the gram. You guys, much love, peace, and God bless, and good night. Here's Bro. Check it out.
I know, God already told me that I'm finna blow. Shout out my haters for helping me grow. Fighting these demons so long that it's taking a toll. I got battle scars all on my body. All of these thoughts in my head, I just thought I should vent in this song and just tell y'all about it. The Bible said that we all be who we sow, so I'ma do right by everybody I know. God already told me that I'm finna blow. Shout out my haters for helping me grow. Fighting these demons so long that it's taking a toll. I got battle scars all on my body. All of these thoughts in my head, I just thought I should vent in this song and just tell y'all about it. Yeah, we bring it in the rag. Pockets on hippopotamus. Your mind stuck in that trap. I'm trying to take them out of poverty. Jesus, peace on my name. My Bible on the other side of me. Hear the song and you gon' vibe with it. The spirit hitting like the lottery. Government trying to change it. But they don't really got the power, yeah. Yeah, the devil really made me angry. Cause he know he saw me in Korea. Yeah, the word of God is really dangerous. Got them demons scared, yeah, they running, yeah. Yeah, they scared, yeah, they running high. We don't die, we just multiply. The Bible said that we all real. God already told me that I'm finna blow. Shout out my haters for helping me grow. Fighting these demons so long that it's taking a toll. I got battle scars all on my body. All of these thoughts in my head, I just thought I should vent in this song and just tell y'all about it. The Bible said that we all be who we sow, so I'ma do right by everybody I know. God already told me that I'm finna blow. Shout out my haters for helping me grow. Fighting these demons so long that it's taking a toll. I got battle scars all on my body. All of these thoughts in my head, I just thought I should vent in this song and just tell y'all about it.
I only ride with the real. No, I can't ride with the fake. Had to cut some folks off, cut most of these people as snakes. I'm dripping that mercy and grace. They do dirt on my name trying to hate. They ain't know I'ma see that elevate. All that hating just making me great, yeah. Different folks trying to bring up my past. I just wonder why these people so mad. Say a prayer and then I jump on my back. Holy water out here making a splash. Lot of rappers study stealing the swag. They ain't know I get the drip from my dad. They ain't know I get the drip from my dad. All my sins, he threw them up in the trash, yeah.
The Bible said that we all real when we sow. So I'ma do right by everybody I know. God already told me that I'm finna blow. Shout out my haters for helping me grow. Fighting these demons so long that it's taking a toll. I got battle scars all on my body. All of these thoughts in my head, I just thought I should vent in this song and just tell y'all about it. The Bible said that we all real when we sow. So I'ma do right by everybody I know. God already told me that I'm finna blow. Shout out my haters for helping me grow. Fighting these demons so long that it's taking a toll. I got battle scars all on my body. All of these thoughts in my head, I just thought I should vent in this song and just tell y'all about it.